Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I want to talk about a topic today that is probably very familiar to a lot of you, whether it's personally familiar to you or it is through the associations of people that you know right now, and that is the fact that it is definitely cold and flu season. I was reminded of this because one of our friends, who probably thinks I'm a little nuts because she's not at all into the natural and holistic health things that I talk about on calls like this, informed us that she was battling a cold and that she had gone to her doctor, of course, and the doctor prescribed her some antibiotics. In fact, here's some interesting statistics. This time of the year, you are 42% more likely to be prescribed an antibiotic in January and February, because after all, it is cold and flu season, and a lot of people rush off to their doctor or their local health clinic, and they ask for help. And that help usually is in the form of a prescription for an antibiotic. Now, before I go into the topic today, I am not anti-antibiotic. I am definitely aware that there's times and places to be using antibiotics. But the problem we have in our modern world today is they are way, way overprescribed. The biggest problem that we have is that when you're taking an antibiotic, that antibiotic, while it's going in to take care of bad bacteria that may be affecting your health in a negative way within the body, the problem is it also knocks out good bacteria, specifically good bacteria in your gut and microbiome. Now, that's a problem because, as many of you know, if you've heard me speak on this topic before, about 70% of our innate natural immune system sits right there in our gut. So when our gut is healthy and we have good gut bacteria, and when we have balance in the gut, our immune system by nature is stronger. Unfortunately, though, when that disruption happens in the gut, where we're killing off maybe not just the bad guys but the good guys by using something like an antibiotic, it starts to create havoc. In fact, the technical term for it in the medical industry is called gut dysbiosis. So when we're going to create gut dysbiosis, that can happen in a lot of ways. Sadly, one of the ways it happens to most of us throughout the holiday season is through our poor dietary habits. Most of us, you know, again, if we're honest with ourselves, probably weren't the best stewards of our health. If you were one of those rare individuals that stayed true to your healthy eating habits and all the good stuff you know you needed to do to your body to keep it strong and healthy throughout the holiday season, congratulations. You're definitely in the minority. By the way, I put myself in that classification of people who definitely did not take as good care of myself during the holiday season. But I understand the damage that it does, right? Our diet habits, right? What we're eating, what we're drinking, stress, all of these things, environmental toxins, all of these things add up to challenges with healthy, harmonious balance in our gut. So imagine here we are, we're coming out of what is for most people a very challenging time for their guts because of the holiday season. And sure enough, we enter January and into February, and suddenly people's immune systems are weak because of all the indulgences probably or the challenges they faced over the holiday season. Now suddenly they're getting sick, colds, flus, COVID obviously pops up in people's lives nowadays when they are immune system compromised and weakened, right? So again, sadly, in the medical industry, they don't have a lot of faith in probiotics, which is, by the way, what we really need to be putting into our body. We need probiotics in our body to support the gut, especially if we are taking an antibiotic, because again, like I mentioned a moment ago, those antibiotics are going in, they're knocking off the good guys, the healthy gut bacteria. They're creating challenges and a disruption, if you will, in the microbiome while they're trying to do a good job to knock out the bad guys that are creating ill health, right? So it's a double-edged sword. Yes, they can do some good, but again, they are challenging at the same time. And just a statement I picked up from a very well-known researcher into this topic said, most antibiotics also kill healthy bacteria and fungi, leaving us vulnerable because these microbes help us digest food, protect our immune systems, and perform many other vital functions in the body. So his comment in his article was that he says antibiotic stewardship is the bedrock of it all. We should only be giving people antibiotics in very well-defined scenarios where we know for a fact that antibiotics are going to be helpful. So what are some of those? Well, things like bloodstream infections would be one of those categories. I know years ago when my dad encountered a very serious bacterial infection in his bloodstream, he had a PICC line right into his chest with antibiotics that were administered through that PICC line because, again, that was one of the best ways to attack the problem he was having in his blood. So there's an example of, like I said, I'm not anti-antibiotic. That's an example. What else? Skin abscesses is another area. Bacterial pneumonia. Yes, there's such a thing as bacterial pneumonia. Obviously, an antibiotic would help there. Urinary tract infections. They can be responsive to antibiotics. Even things like mild ear infections can be also remedied by that. So there are times and places for antibiotics. But the problem that we have is that they're only effective with bacterial infections. They are not, let me say this emphatically, they are not effective for viral infections. So when we have viral issues in the body, sadly, it's crazy to me, but there are a lot of people that still get prescribed antibiotics for those conditions. They are not helpful in that condition, like I said. And if you think about it, again, going back to your gut being about 70% of your body's natural innate immune system, so here we are, we're getting a prescription for an antibiotic for something that probably is not going to be helped at all by an antibiotic, but in the process, we're knocking down some of the good guy gut bacteria, we're disrupting the microbiome, and we're by default, because of that, antibiotic, we're naturally weakening the immune system of the body. So we're actually putting further pressure on our immune system that doesn't need to be there, right? So that's why we always want to look at what can we do from a natural and holistic perspective first before we have to turn to something like an antibiotic. Well, probiotics, as many of you know, can come from your diet. If you are looking to have a good probiotic balance in your gut, it can be diet-related, but this is a twofold approach. Number one is, in order for good, healthy gut bacteria to thrive and grow and proliferate throughout the gut and keep your gut strong and, by default, your immune system strong, those good guy gut bacteria have to have food. They've got to have something to eat to be able to live and thrive within your gut. What are those? Well, those are what we call prebiotic-rich foods, or fiber-rich fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, because these provide that food for your probiotics in your gut. How do we replenish those probiotics that may have gotten destroyed through whether it's antibiotic therapy, poor dietary habits, stress? How do we get those good guy gut bacteria to be in abundance in the gut? Well, we can do it through diet again as well. We can do it through things like fermented foods as an example, yogurt or kefir. Now, again, a lot of people love yogurt, but when I say yogurt, understand that the most important version of yogurt is the plain, unflavored, minimally processed yogurt, which is the yucky yogurt for most people. Most people, when they think of yogurt, they think of that stuff that's got all the fruit and the syrup and the whatever it is at the bottom, and they mix it up and they think, oh, I'm going to do myself a favor. I'm eating yogurt, and that's got probiotics in it. Well, yes, that would have some probiotics in it. But anything that's high sugar, anything that's got a lot of those maybe additives to it is probably significantly reducing the amount of probiotics you're going to get. So if you are going to use food as a source of probiotic growth in your gut, you got to go for the plain, minimally processed, yucky yogurt. Sorry to say that, but that's the one that's the most helpful. Kefir, same thing, right? Don't go for highly flavored, added sugared kefirs. You got to go for something that, again, is more plain and less processed. Here's the problem. If you don't like those, it's going to be hard to make those part of your regular daily habit. More importantly, if you are dairy intolerant, lactose intolerant as an example, these aren't going to be very friendly to your gut. So what are other alternatives to develop some probiotics in my gut? Well, we can go for things like kombucha or sauerkraut or kimchi. Again, all of those are pretty acquired tastes. Some people, myself included, by the way, I like kimchi. I like sauerkraut. So when you give me an opportunity to eat that, I'm about it. My wife hates it. A lot of people, unfortunately, hate those foods and would not touch them with a 10-foot pole. But they're loaded with beautiful, wonderful, especially if they're, again, minimally processed, organically sourced, great probiotic sources, right? Kombucha is another great one, right? We see the bottles of kombucha all over on the store shelf. The problem is, again, that most of those kombuchas that you see, in order to make them palatable so that we'll actually want to drink those things, they load those up with added sugars. In fact, I encourage you, next time you go to the store, if you're thinking about buying a bottle of kombucha, flip the label around, look at the category that says added sugars, and you'll probably be shocked in most cases at how much added sugar there is, because they know if they don't put that in there, you're probably going to go, yuck, I can't drink this stuff. So here's the conundrum, if you will. We know that we've got to feed the good guy bacteria in the gut. We know we can do that through diet, again, through prebiotic-rich foods. But again, how many of us are eating lots of fiber-rich fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts? If we're not doing that on a daily basis, we're probably not giving the gut bacteria the kind of food it needs in order to be thriving. And then we have this other conundrum that says, well, if we want to populate the probiotics into the gut through diet, we've got to do those things that contain them, the yogurt, the yucky yogurt, the kefir, the kombucha, the sauerkraut, you know, all those things that we just talked about, right? But if you're not eating those, if you're not putting those into your body, if you're not putting them in an abundance or on a regular basis in your body, you're probably still missing opportunities to get your gut health to the strength and your immune system support to the strength and level you would really desire. So in my opinion, this is my opinion, certainly not the medical industry's opinion, because they have a very negative opinion of probiotics for some reason. There's another probably 15-minute call I could go into that, but really this is why you won't see, rarely if ever, your doctor saying, hey, you know what, you should probably take a probiotic supplement. Probably one of the biggest reasons is, and this is fair that your doctor would be cautious here, is that there's a lot of junk in the marketplace. A lot of the marketplace probiotics are not great products. You know, they either have maybe one or two or maybe at best three strains, and the problem there is you don't know which strains your body really needs, and then maybe they don't have an abundance of those strains. Maybe it's only a billion or 2 billion, five maybe at the best 10 billion, right? So there's not a lot of them, and even though that sounds like a lot, there's not a lot of them. Maybe they're not built really effectively because maybe they're not designed to be able to survive that digestive tract travel through the stomach acids and down into the gut where they then open up and are released into a place where they can be most utilized. Or maybe they're just poor quality sourced probiotics, right? There's a lot of hype in the probiotic supplement market. Why? Because a lot of people have heard the importance of probiotics over the last year. So the market's flooded with all kinds of probiotic sources and products. And some of the most popular ones that you see advertised on television, on the internet, those are some of the weakest ones, sadly. TV advertisement is pretty expensive, right? So if you're seeing a probiotic advertised on TV, there's probably a good chance they didn't spend a ton of money into the quality. Again, my opinion, but looking at a lot of the popular ones, I'm really disappointed in how not so great they are. But again, the average consumer, if they don't know any better, they think, well, I'm doing myself a favor. I've got this great probiotic. So I can see why a lot of times doctors are hesitant to say to you, maybe as a patient, hey, you might want to take some probiotics because that can really help strengthen your natural immune system. Or number two, maybe they just simply don't know. They've not been educated on the value of probiotics. They've not been keeping up with all the latest research like I have as a holistically orientated health educator, right? Here's the good news for all of you listening in today. You have, through Zuma, two very powerful ways to address what I just talked about on this call today, and that is, number one, food for the good gut bacteria, right? We need that food. We need those prebiotics. Obviously, for a lot of us, if we're not doing it through diet, we can enhance what we aren't maybe getting in our diet by using a product like the Zyome 365. That is a powerhouse of prebiotic nutrition, 25 organic ingredients, no added sugars, all the stuff your body and specifically your gut is craving for food to feed the good, healthy gut bacteria. And then on the flip side of that is our probiotics. That probiotic supplement that we have in Zuma, as many of you know, recently redone, is a powerhouse of probiotic nutrition. It's built right. It's designed to survive the digestive tract, to get into the gut where it can be released and utilized most effectively. It's literally 12 different strains of product nutrients and what they call bacterial colonies that have been researched and studied, scientifically studied. This is a strong recommended level of variety of both the lactobacillus and the bifidobacterium, but it's also got its own food source inside to make sure that they stay potent for a very long time when they're waiting for you to be receiving them from our shipping department. So it's a very well-built product. In fact, in my opinion, again, I would believe that a physician that was in the know on probiotics saw our formula, they probably, without hesitation, recommend it. That's my belief because of the quality that we've put into our probiotics. So in my opinion, here's the take-home message. It is cold and flu season. There's a lot of junk going around. A lot of people are running to their doctor and unnecessarily getting an antibiotic when they should just be looking for ways to strengthen and improve their natural innate immune system. And one of the fastest and easiest ways to do that is by addressing the needs of the gut with a good, healthy probiotic and prebiotic. And again, you've got that right here in Zuma. So I hope you'll take advantage of that information. More importantly, share it with anybody you think could benefit from it.